Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please, with yours truly, Snarf Dude.
And me, Daffodil.
And I'm enjoying my lovely cup of orange juice on the show this week.
It's fresh squeezed.
No, it's from a jar.
It's fresh squeezed into the jar.
No, whatever. It's
into the jug.
Yeah, jug, jar, whatever.
It's a jug-o juice.
Yeah. I have to enjoy my official cup of orange juice on the show every week. It's a tradition here at Cheese Please that goes down for many generations.
Yes, today being the first time.
You don't let me have any fun, Daffodil.
Well, you can't be talking about traditions that have never happened before.
Well,
it confuses the listener.
Okay, fine. Speaking of juice, how about a nice... How did that go? Let me think about it. I have to think about it before I talk. I don't do that very well, do I? Okay, fine.
I'm giving a musical interlude while you think.
Okay, I have to think here for a second. Okay, I'm ready. How about some nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
That's how it was. You remember that back in the 70s?
Something like that.
Yeah, we're going to go Hawaiian on the show this week a little later on.
With no punches.
Oh, and we go, oh, that's an interesting thing in the celebrity slip-up. We're not going to tell anybody.
We're not going to talk about that until it's time.
But we're starting off with the Organ Masters. You thought the magic organ was bad.
Somebody's actually mastered their organ?
You could say that. I'm going to make you love me coming up shortly, but we're starting off with what the world needs now. Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Thank you.
'80s with, wow, the Organ Masters taking all the soul out of Motown. Don't you think?
Making it very milk.
I'm gonna make you love me. That was so, shoot, I forget who that was. It was Motown. I think it was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
I don't know.
I think. I don't know. I have the picture in my mind, Daffodil, of, I don't know, a rather old woman sitting at the organ. And, well, there was a large church around her. And this is probably the late 1960s. And it's more of a matter of, hey, I'm going to be hip. I'm going to play the hits of today on the organ. What do you think?
I'm going to grind on my organ.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good thing to say. What do you think? What?
It's too late. It's been said.
Okay,
it can't be unsaid.
And before that, we had the Organ Masters, and what the world needs now is, of course, love.
Sweet love.
With an organ. Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
I don't think you should have said that either, and I'm Daffodil.
I'm going back to my orange juice, huh? Oh.
Yes, go back to the safe topic.
I will confess on the air that, how can I put it politely?
You fibbed?
No. We've turned this this facility, our van here, into a hospital.
In what kind of way?
Well, we've been sick.
Which is why you're drinking the orange juice.
Yes, it's certainly helping. You're coughing here and there, so...
I'm trying not to cough on the air. If I do, I'm so sorry, people.
I know. We're getting better. We actually have voices this week. So, we're back here, and we're going to play some songs right about now.
What kind of songs are we going to play this time?
How about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Wham!
Oh, yeah, whatever. Okay. We're gonna go Hawaiian. We're starting off with, well, I don't know.
The cockeyed mayor of Kanakakai?
Frankie Carl and his piano orchestra and chorus right here on...
Cheese, please.
He was the cockeyed mayor of Kanakakai.
Show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
The Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give them away. For all of the neighbors, they say, oh Mia, oh Maya, you really should try a little piece of the Princess Papuli's papaya.
Zazza, 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 zay.
Now the Princess Papuli's not truly unruly. She passes out papaya each day. For all of the neighbors, they say, she may give the fruit, but she holds on to the root. So she has the fruit to boot.
Zazza, 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 zay.
Now one bright sunny afternoon, it was field day at her papaya grove. But I reached the gate 1 hour too late. Customers were lined up in droves. Let this be a warning, go early in the morning, and if it's true, you'll never rue the day. The Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give them away, I mean papaya. She loves to give them away. Now one bright Sunday afternoon, it was field day in her papaya grove. But I reached the gate 1 hour too late. Customers were lined up in droves. Let this be a warning, go early in the morning, and if it's true, you'll never rue the day.
Oh, baby,
the Princess Papuli has plenty papaya. She loves to give them away, I mean papaya. She loves to give them away.
Alfreda Packer here on Cheese Please with Princess Papuli has plenty of papaya. Wow, say that 5 times fast, Daffodil.
Would you like me to? Princess Papuli has plenty of papaya. Princess
One.
Papuli has plenty of papaya.
Two.
Princess Papuli has plenty of papaya.
Three.
Princess Papuli has plenty of
Four.
Papaya. Princess Papuli has plenty of papaya.
5. Wow, how did you do that?
It's a gift.
And you didn't screw it up at all.
I know. Isn't it awesome?
Oh, wow. How?
And for anyone who's listening, that was a one take. First time.
Yes.
There was no repeats.
Yes.
And no practices. And I didn't know I was going to do it until it happened.
But what about the guy before that, Daffodil?
The cockeyed mayor of Kanakakai,
yeah,
Frankie
not...
Carl, and his piano orchestra and chorus?
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you to say that 5 times fast. No.
Bad things could happen with that one.
Yes, we're going Hawaiian here on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we're wearing our Hawaiian shirts, and we both got laid by going to the dollar store.
Yes.
And bought these flowery necklaces.
Lays.
So we both got laid.
Yes. And what are we playing next, Daffodil?
We got one more Hawaiian punchy song.
Oh.
Hello, aloha, how are you?
By Prince Kahula.
Kalua.
Oh, Kalua, okay.
And his tropical islanders.
On?
Cheese, please!
Thank you.
Keys, please! Hello, aloha! How are you, Princess Kalua?
Prince Kalua.
Well, he could have a princess somewhere.
And his tropical islanders.
Ending off our Going Hawaiian episode, profile, whatever you want to call it here on the show this week.
So my name is... Now I want to drink out of pineapples and eat coconut and all that other tropical stuff.
Right on the beach, full of sand and semi-naked women.
I'm getting sunburned.
Oh.
No. And sand itches when it gets into crevices on your body.
Oh, really?
Sand is never good.
Oh, well, maybe I don't want sand.
It gets between my toes and it gets behind my knees and it just makes itchy. You know?
It's worse than scratching on a chalkboard daffodil.
It can be.
Ew, the grit.
And then there's bugs.
Bugs?
Yes.
Oh.
And bad things in the warm tropical water. Okay, we don't want to go to Hawaii anymore.
Let's go here.
And now it's time for the keys, please.
You really ruin Hawaii for me, Daffodil, with that. I mean, really. Now that I had a few seconds to think about it, it's like, why did you say all that bad stuff?
Because I was wanting to go to Hawaii, and now I don't want to go anymore. I'm quite happy to be here in the van with you.
Oh, so actually saying that sort of turns you off towards Hawaii, and you're happy to be here in our hospital.
Yeah, the hospital van.
Yes, and excuse me for a minute. Ugh, oh, that stuff's coming out of me like crazy.
Blowing your noise again.
Ugh, anyway, hopefully this cold will be over with soon. And I can sort of get my high voice back. Anyway. Let's move on.
You've digressed too far. Yeah. Come back.
Let's move back to the 1970s. Coochie Coochie.
With the Hoochie Coochie Coochie girl.
This girl was on Love Boat more times than I don't know who.
And Hollywood Squares and all kinds of things.
And possibly on Mick Jagger based on this song. What? What?
On, under, beside.
Well, whatever. Whatever. This is Charo doing her version of Let's Spend the Night Together, Coochie Coochie, right here on...
It's Cheese, Please!
Let's spend the night Played a mean guitar back in the 70s. Although
she was actually very, very talented playing the guitar.
Yes.
All that hoochie coochie and big hair and tight clothes and big boobs and kind of overshadowed her exceptional talent on the guitar.
So she's better than Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. I remember seeing her on the Love Boat every so often. That was interesting, to say the least. And apparently she likes to cover the Rolling Stones with Let's Spend the Night Together, which personally I think is a little more interesting than the Rolling Stones doing that.
Perhaps.
Yes. Well, I'm a guy, Daffodil. What do you expect?
I expect you to be guy-like.
Yes, exactly. Charo on Celebrity Slip-Up. I suppose we're stretching it a little bit with the slip-up side of things.
She wasn't too slippy.
But if you compare it with the Rolling Stone thing, I suppose.
It's a little more slippy. Yes. Anyway, you're digressing. Well, we have things to do. We have a show to finish.
Okay. Just a little more orange juice. Just a little more orange juice to help me through, okay? There we go. I'm feeling better all the time, Daffodil.
You're so full of vitamin C. You're so full of something, anyway.
Thank you. I'm going to keep it mild, though, for the glove compartment.
There will be no screaming.
No. Here we go. That's how quiet I was going to be.
Excellent.
There we go. We're ending off the show with the Tikis.
Tikis.
Tikis?
Tikis.
Tikis?
Yes, the Tikis.
Oh, okay.
Not the Tinkies. There's no N in there.
I thought I said Tikis.
That's not what I heard.
Whatever. Okay, we're ending off the show with this week with Big Feet.
A song all about you.
Thanks. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
We'll be right back.
wrapping up another weekly episode of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.